Vision Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark. Today is Friday, October 16th. You're listening to the Age of Vision radio show. I really appreciate you tuning in. Today is call-in Friday, and that is the day that you get to call in and express your views about what's been happening in the world or anything that we talked about. There is actually quite a bit of information out there now, these days. It's not like they're hiding anything. It's just there for us to take up action and do something with it. It's astounding to me that the mainstream media has been ignoring what's going on in Missouri. I know that many of you know about the fire, the underground fire in Missouri, and it's actually quite a threat. It's grown faster than what they expect, and it's kind of a shock. The mainstream media is actually ignoring. I don't know why I keep getting shocked, but I do. I keep expecting that these people to have a heart or something. So anyways, that's what's kind of on my mind. I can't believe it that we are in a state of a world where really they just don't care. It's just astounding that the people that own these corporations, Bill Gates, we found out that Bill Gates is one of the major owners of this. And it's been kind of on my mind. It's a really sad state of affairs. So anyways, and then, of course, we always get these they're becoming hilarious, to be honest. Mind-blowing die-off of seabirds underway in California. Oh, my goodness. I beg your pardon. Hold on just one second. There. I just got rid of them. I hung up on them. I apologize for that. Let's get back to this news at ENE News, the new headlines. This is kind of the interesting thing about ENE News, too, isn't it? Mind-blowing die-off of seabirds underway from California to Alaska. Mind-blowing, really? It's almost been 5 years since we've had three nuclear power plants destroying the Pacific Ocean, and they're attempting to tell us that it's mind-blowing. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. So, I apologize for that, and I have no idea how to... Let me see if I can disconnect the phone. Maybe that will work. I'm sitting in my office. So how's about that one? That'll work. If I disconnect the phone, nobody can actually call me. So, there you go. Back to this news at ENE News. I apologize. Most of you know that I do taxes by now, and yesterday was stupid o'clock, working till stupid o'clock. So it's kind of a hard end of the tax season. Let's get back to this. ENE News, mind-blowing die-off of birds underway from California to Alaska. Experts, This is unprecedented. You think we have four nuclear power plants melting down in Fukushima that the entire scientific community is ignoring? Worst I've ever seen. Why they're dying, I'm still baffled. You know, this is what I do, and maybe what I'm going to do is copy a woman that I saw calling up these scientists. Maybe what I'm going to do is call this guy up. I normally send them an email whenever I see an article like this where the scientist is saying, "Oh, I don't know what I'm doing." I find out how to get in touch with them. The person who said this was actually Lupin Egan, an animal technician. Really? Well, Lupin Egan ought to better learn, you know, has a responsibility to learn about Fukushima. It's kind of a stunning thing. So, you know, honestly, I can't believe that the world has gotten to this point where we really don't pay attention, where we really don't care. You know, I go to thehill.com, not one word about the fire that's going on or the near threat to St. Louis, Missouri. And there is nothing. There's nothing. It's astounding that E&E News is refusing to even, well, not E&E News, I beg your pardon, The Hill. But I guess that's what happens, where what we've got. So, anyways, today is Call-In Friday, you guys. The phone number, if you want to give us a call, is 718-717 8296. I apologize if I am a little bit unprepared. I am a bit unprepared. I worked till too late last night. And so the reality is we have Call-In Friday. I hope some people will call in and carry this conversation on. I want to talk about the smoldering fire that is going on near St. Louis. It is a catastrophe that has happened. It's not like it's something we don't know about. It just hasn't turned into like the United States' most major catastrophe. And isn't that the shock about when you really wake up and discover that the nuclear cartel really could care less about what we're doing? They honestly don't care how many people they kill. They honestly do not care about anything that could save the planet from nuclear. I was actually completely dumbfounded when I heard Jim Webb this week on the Democratic debate say that nuclear's good, nuclear's clean. I am always dumbfounded when anybody tells me that nuclear's good, clean, safe energy 4 years after Fukushima, and then we read headlines like this: mind-blowing die-off of seabirds underway from California to Alaska. Really? No. Nuclear is the most harmful thing that has ever happened on our planet. And we need to just stop using nuclear energy. I don't know if many of you know this, but Dana Durnford, who is actually going to be my interviewee this coming week on Wednesday, has a YouTube channel called Dana. It's by Dana Durnford, Durnford, and it's Beautiful Girl by Dana on YouTube channel. Every morning at 10 o'clock, he has a live news feed going over the information. It's kind of tearing down Fukushima inch by inch. He actually took, I think it was an 800-mile journey back and forth up and down the coast, photographing and videographing the lack of sea life up there. A lot of people have criticized him because it's not scientific. Well, he's not a scientist. But he was able to videograph the fact that there is no sea life, that, you know, I forget what you call them, but, you know, along the coast, there's just nothing that's supposed to be out there. No birds, no starfish, you know, no little baby fish. There's really, the life has just been decimated along the coast of Canada. It's up in the northern coast of Canada. But if you want to join Dana, you can go to the YouTube channel, Beautiful Girl by Dana. And it's every morning at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. He talks for an hour, shows us, frankly, old news feeds that I did not see. I came into this kind of late. And it's actually quite helpful because I saw videos, I saw article links that have since been taken down. So This is the problem, is that we live in a country, especially in the United States, we live where it is really just not even discussed. Right now in St. Louis, Missouri, we have one of the most, what do they call this, potential for radioactive fallout to be released in the smoke plume and spread throughout the region. There's an underground bridge at the Bridgeton landfill that has been allowed to smolder for at least 5 years, folks. 5 years. And what was disclosed this week was that Bill Gates is like one of the major stockholders. They know this is going on. Well, and part of what happened when this is why I discussed Dana. This is what brought Dana to mind. Dana made a comment this week on his live news feed that there really are no nuclear waste sites. Like they call this, oh, it's a nuclear waste site. No, they're storage sites. They're not nuclear sites. They're just, they really have no idea what to do with the waste, folks. This is why we have to stop the nuclear industry. It's not as if they're even responsible characters. They didn't even tell anybody that there was nuclear waste for 20 years. They have, the United States Congress passed a law that says they have to deal with nuclear waste. And what's shocking is we have it on the law that they have to deal with something. They have to figure out what to, it's quote mandated that we're going to dispose properly of the nuclear waste from all these nuclear power plants. You know what happens? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They have no idea. They're not spending any money to figure out how to mitigate the nuclear waste. They're just putting it in the cheapest, most hideous barrels that they possibly could, dumping it anywhere they can, and kicking the can down the road while all of us get cancer and diabetes and genetic mutations. And our government is patting them on the back, telling them, good job. The nuclear regulatory industry, who frankly gets paid with our tax dollars. I hope they have nightmares every single night, frankly. I know it's not good to wish ill on people, but they are killing the planet. So there's this nuclear waste dump site that is basically what it was. It was a, let me read what this article says. A secret emergency plan has been drawn up as an underground blaze creeps towards a waste dump containing radioactive waste from the Manhattan Project. A leaked document warned of a catastrophic event, that a catastrophic event will be triggered if the nuclear material is ignited. It's only 300 feet from it, folks. A mushroom cloud of radioactive smoke could erupt over the densely populated area of St. Louis in the United States. The fire is just 300 meters from the dump site. Wow. So this is why they have the secret emergency plan, because they don't know what to do with it. It's ongoing. The underground blaze at Bridgeton Landfill has been allowed to smolder for at least 5 years. Interesting, it's 5 years, isn't it? Fukushima's been allowed to smolder for 5 years. So that's kind of an interesting, that sort of makes me want to start doing some digging around. It's been allowed to smolder for at least 5 years. It's been creeping closer and closer to Westlake Landfill next door, which was contained with radioactive waste from uranium processing, illegally dumped in 1973. Wow. Illegally dumped. So they illegally dumped it, but did anybody go to jail? No. The toxic pile includes material from the Manhattan Project, which created the first atomic bomb in the disaster plant. Oh, That's not the right one. Wonder where the half of that sentence went. That's kind of a funny thing. I'm sitting here reading this article and half of the sentence went away. Huh. Okay. Let me skip to the next part because that's where it starts, folks. The disaster plan uncovered by a local radio station said, warns that there is a potential for radioactive fallout to be released in the smoke plume and spread throughout the region. Fallout from the nuclear Chernobyl nuclear disaster in Ukraine in 1996 reached as far as Britain as the winds carried the radioactive particles across the world. But the recent report already found radioactive containment in trees outside the landfill's perimeter. Wow, really? So this is the thing, folks. I do not get how any of this can just be ignored. I'm completely, totally, totally dumbfounded. You know, let me see if I can actually find the rest of that article, because that was actually pretty interesting. Authorities have adopted an emergency plan in case the smoldering embers ever reach the waste, potentially a catastrophic event that could release radioactive fallout in a plume of smoke over a densely populated area of St. Louis. A plan for the worst-case scenario was developed only a year ago and never publicized until this week. That's talking this week, folks. If the underground fire reaches the smoke, there is potential for radioactive fallout to be released in the smoke plume and spread throughout the region, according to the disaster plan. The plan calls for evacuations in St. Louis County, and perhaps the federal government would be called upon for help. So just this week, on September 3rd, there's breaking news in Missouri. This is really what got it on everybody's radar. Attorney General Chris Costa released today news reports from expert witnesses, that's painting a troubling picture of the environment surrounding the landfill. Doctors Joel Birkin and Shoaib Usman at Missouri University of Science and Technology detected radiological containment on trees on the property of neighboring landowners. These findings indicate the off-site mitigation of radiological impact material. And again, it's another one of those acronyms, RIM, either in the groundwater or the aerial transport of particle matters, as if they think it really is not going to matter. Wow. Who are these monsters? Honest to God. So it's 8:17, no phone calls. Now let me give you out the number again to call into the UCY radio show. We can talk about anything we've been talking about. Phone number is 718-717-8296. I'll just keep reading because this is really fascinating. If anybody is in the St. Louis, or probably even since the winds blow east, St. Louis, Missouri, and anything east of it, this is right in your backyard, September 3rd, 2015. This is right around the corner. These reports underscore what has been clear from the beginning. Republic Services, who owns the site, does not have the site under control. This is what the Attorney General of Missouri said. It appears that it has poisoned its neighbors underground and vegetation. It appears. You mean they have done it? They have done nothing to stop it or mitigate it. Dr. Timothy Stark, PhD and professional engineer, observed a significant slope of degradation in areas where the waste mass had settled, suggesting the underground waste had been consumed by a smoldering combustion event. Wow. And the state emergency plan unveiled for Bridgefield Landfill, St. Louis County, evacuations, people sheltering in their basements, and a radioactive plume spreading over parts of St. Louis and St. Charles counties. All of a worst-case scenario that officials hope will never happen, but now say they are planning for. Let me tell you what, folks. They are planning for it because they know it's coming. It's 300 meters away. Is it meters or feet? I think it's 300 feet away. Wow. This is unbelievable news, folks, that we really have, like, it's kind of like what I said earlier this week. If we have a meltdown, let's say the West Coast has a serious earthquake, and anything was to really genuinely go wrong inside of the Columbia Generating Station or at Hanford, they would not warn us here. They're not going to warn people. This is why it's up to us to pay attention. We really, really must pay attention to the nuclear news. We don't really have an option anymore because they're not going to tell us. That's the I think that's the most astounding thing that has hit me like a ton of bricks since I actually. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to Talk Nation Radio.
Sorry about that, you guys. I was trying to open up an article here on the internet that I found intriguing. Guess I'm not going to do that because it requires that I figure out how to turn off that automatic news station. So, look. The reason I do the nuclear news every Monday is because they're telling us the information. It's out there. We live in the, quote, information age. But as we're just being bombarded with too much information. I mean, they let all these fires go. And when all the fires are going, people don't even know where to begin. So what they do is they just shut down. They put the hunker down, put their heads in their lap and say, it's just way too overwhelming. There's nothing I can do. The reality is, what you can do is decide to stay engaged and refuse to let them get to us. That's what we can do. So I think this sort of calls for a poem by Lao Tzu. That's what I was thinking, folks. I think today would be a good day to read a poem by Lao Tzu, because whenever I read these poems by Lao Tzu, it always reminds me that humanity really is the same creature that we've seen throughout history. We have the same emotions. We build the same types of culture. People say we don't want to have government. Well, guess what? If you destroy this government, we build another one. It just seems to be what humans do. So I am going to read a really short poem by The Way of Life, Lao Tzu. The Way of Life According to Lao Tzu, translated by Witter Biner, number 46. In a land where the way of life is understood, resources are led back to serve the field. In a land where the way of life is not understood, war horses are bred on the autumn yield. Owning is the entanglement. Wanting is the bewilderment. Taking is the presentiment. Only he who contains content remains content. Huh, that's a very interesting thought. Only he who contains content remains content. And a little play on words. I wonder how that actually worked in Chinese when they first read it. You know, we really are a species that actually is growing as a species. I think actually our entire species is actually growing. If we can just make it past this nuclear disaster and the toxic disaster that has been thrust upon us over the last 100 years. I mean, we really literally are like frogs in a pot of boiling water. We have been, sitting there thinking that the world powers were actually managing things, that we had the rule of law, that these corporations and all these mad dog scientists were really being held up to standards, and we're waking up to realize that the nuclear cartel is literally going to kill us. I mean, it's 4 years. The smoldering fire in St. Louis, Missouri has been smoldering for 5 years. They're just now, quote, discovering that it's contaminating the trees and the food sources around St. Louis. Really? And that's not even making the news. No one's even talking about it. And why is nobody talking about it? Because the people that own the media stations in this country actually own the nuclear power plants. Bill Gates is a major investor in that place in St. Louis. General Electric designed all these nuclear power plants that are failing and falling apart and can't withstand anything. I mean, it's a level of collusion and corruption that frankly makes Caligula look like an infant. It's shocking. So I see we're at 824. I'm going to give out the phone number again. The number is 718-717-8296. I'm just going to keep on talking about today's headlines. I'm over at thehill.com. I don't know if many of you know about The Hill, but it's kind of like an establishment rag, online rag. I call it a rag, but it is basically where they report what's going on in Washington, D.C., all the bills, everything that's going on. You can click on where it says energy and environment, and you can see what is important to the mainstream media in this country just by the headlines. watchdog to study ethanol's environmental impact. Really, they're going to study ethanol's environmental impact. The EPA is going to do it. EPA cracking down on emissions from air conditioners and refrigerators. I find that laughable, you guys. They're freaking ignoring what's going on with Fukushima, and they're going to crack down on the emissions from air conditioners and refrigerators. Really? No. Oh my God, these people are just annoying. And popcorn companies blamed for bee deaths. That's actually a headline. Popcorn companies blamed for bee deaths. That's hilarious. Key GOP senator shifts strategy on export oil export ban. Because, we really don't want to have oil going out. Conservative group warns against House energy bill. Supreme Court skeptical of energy rule. As if, yeah, the Supreme Court, like, they really do care. On this page, there's not one little tiny little hint that Fukushima is poisoning the entire planet. Or that, oh, here we go. Only nuclear plant in Massachusetts to close. Thank God. Let's read that one. This actually made the headlines on the Hill, which is kind of shocking. So, which the nuclear power plant? That's right. The only nuclear power plant in Massachusetts will close in 4 years. Huh? 4 years. I don't know about you guys, but 4 years to me seems like a million years, considering we have this nuclear waste dump site only 300 meters from a fire, a smoldering fire in St. Louis, Missouri, that the Columbia Generating Station has been discovered at, which is only 10 miles away from Hanford, to be near 10 earthquake faults. And we are now ignoring Fukushima, now going on for 5 years. So to me, 4 years from now seems like a long time. They're talking about that maybe we're going to have this 2020 Olympics in Fukushima. I think they're completely delusional. I don't know which of these athletes would actually plan on going to Japan. They're going to have the Olympics in Japan, and that's an outrage. But it's going to be interesting to see if anybody even shows up, or even if by that time we can even actually have an Olympics. We are living really on the precipice of complete worldwide disaster, which is why I have my motto that says, happiness is resistance. I refuse to be unhappy. Seriously, that's the reason I learned EFT, emotional freedom technique. And I read poetry, I do my artwork, because I actually refuse to let them manipulate me into being a miserable sot needing to take all kinds of medications. Not doing it. So let's read about this nuclear power plant. I knew that it was the closing of the Pilgrim Nuclear Generating Station in Cape Cod, 40 miles south of Boston. Wow. So, the reason it's actually really, really closing down is because they were having tons of problems. Our people at Pilgrim are dedicated and skilled, a wonderful blend of young professionals, seasoned, experienced veterans who for decades have been generating clean power and contributing millions of dollars of economic activity to the region. That is just makes me want to barf. But market conditions and increased costs led us to reluctantly increase costs. This is all they care about. Reluctantly conclude that we had no option other than to shut the plant. That's their bullshit. It's actually one of the most unsafe plants in the country. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission downgraded, this is the very last sentence in the article, after listening to the bullshit from the nuclear industry telling us how great it is. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission downgraded Pilgrim's safety rating last year, labeling it as one of the least safe nuclear plants in the country, along with a pair of reactors in Arkansas. Pilgrim's closure will leave the country with only, folks, listen to how they frame this, only 98 nuclear power plants, power reactors. That is actually a stunning number. We have 90. Every single nuclear reactor produces enough nuclear waste in a year, in 1 year, to be 1,000 Hiroshima bombs. Every new nuclear reactor. So we have 98 nu well they, that's so right now we have 99 nuclear reactors, right? And they're all producing every single year a thousand nuclear waste that equals a thousand nuke Hiroshima bombs. So we have 99,000 Hiroshima bombs being produced every year in this country for as long as those nuclear power plants have been doing it. Put that number, multiply that number exponentially. I mean, we have contaminated, we are contaminating the North American continent in a way that is going to leave this country uninhabitable in 100 years. It is really a crime against, I find it to be a crime against humanity and a crime against our planet. It's an unconscionable fact that nuclear scientists know about this. And then they can actually barf these words out of their mouth. Seasoned, experienced veterans who for decades have been generating clean nuclear power. No, we have not been generating clean power at all. Not one nuclear power plant generates clean power. So let me give you out the radio phone number again, folks. It's Call In Friday. I would encourage anyone who is listening to give us a call and we can talk about whatever you like. The number is 718-717-8296. I actually didn't have time to promote today's show, so there may be nobody calling in. What I was doing before was actually getting people, sort of promoting it the day of before, because we are a small radio station. We have to compete with lots of people out there in the crazy world. So, there's a lot of online things. I'm just going to keep going because this is really astounding. We are living in the age of basically propaganda. It's completely astounding. We have a complete denial by scientists. I don't even think we have scientists anymore, folks. I mean, honestly, these people. I've been reading on my YouTube channel a book by John Goffman called Poison Power, which I highly recommend to anybody. It's a very easy read, goes very quickly. But he's really outlining the fact that it's up to us, it's up to the citizens to get actively engaged because they're only in primary consideration in the nuclear industry and in our government now, really. This book was written, I think, in 1970. They only care about money. And we are really all considered useless feeders. So it's up to us. It really is up to us to really get actively engaged. Yesterday on YouTube, I saw quite a good video where a woman was calling up a local television station and asking them, why aren't you covering what's going on in Missouri? I thought it was a really great thing. She videotaped herself calling a local radio, a news station, saying, how come you aren't reporting? Why are you refusing to report on what's going on in St. Louis? People are dying. And it was interesting the indifference that the person at the other end of the phone held on. Here's this woman calling them up, completely emotional, completely freaked out. And the guy's basically going, well, ma'am, you're being way too emotional. It's too hard on us. And they basically completely deny that they are not covering anything. It is really astounding, I have to say. I'm completely stunned. And I guess that's why I get up 3 times a week to sit on this chair to do this radio station, because enough is enough. I don't come here to just talk. I think we really, my primary motivation here is to motivate people to actively get engaged, figure out a way, put pressure on our elected officials to be responsible on this. A lot of people say just don't pay your taxes. We just finished up the very end of the tax season for 2014. I know most people think it's in April, but it actually ends October 15th when the extension ends. And, there are lots of people who just don't pay their taxes. They live underground. That's kind of a very difficult thing to do, though, for many people. You take that stand and you can cause, it's easy to say, hard to live with. And this is why they do it. We have laws in this country where literally you just kind of have to live off the grid if you're going to really refuse to pay your taxes. You have to figure out how to be self-employed. If you have a job that's a very difficult stand. I had a friend of mine who did have a job. She actually worked, she had a straight job for many years, had a W-2. She was a tax protester, refused to pay her taxes. So once a year, the revenue officer would just come out and they would have to, they'd just take her money. I mean, they would just levy her paycheck. And I mean, the thing is, when you're not earning that much money, they will levy a very small amount. So it wasn't that she was agreeing to pay her taxes, they were taking it. But because she didn't earn a lot of money, they weren't taking as much. It's a very, this is the hardest part about all of this, is we live in a culture where we want to stop the industrial military complex, or at least I do. I think it is way off charts. It's the deep government that is really causing harm to our planet. I just turned 60 years old, and I have to say it's an interesting thing going into the sixth decade of my life that we've when I was a little girl, I remember thinking, God, if our country ever was like Russia, where people lived in fear, I would protest. I would do whatever I could to overthrow the government. And here we are living in it. We are our own worst fear in this country. And what's really sad is it's kind of like 1984, where everybody's brainwashed. Try to talk to anybody about the nuclear industry. They just can't do it. They're not, it's completely astounding. People just don't even want to hear about it. And it's disheartening for anybody who really does pay attention. Let me give you the phone number again. The time is 836 718-717-8296. Anybody wants to call in and engage, that would be awesome. Otherwise, you're just going to hear me talk about what's on my mind, which I actually have a lot on my mind about all this stuff. I want to go back to the Hill because this is astounding at the Hill. The Hill is the establishment newspaper that tells America what people in Washington, D.C. are doing. There's a headline here that says Green Groups sue the Forest Service to stop Nestle bottling operation. So we're having to sue the Forest Service to make Nestle stop bottling water while there's a drought in California. That's a stunning fact. We have to sue the Forest Service. So that means we, the people, have to sue the government so they will stop the private corporation from the bottling operation, because our government is not doing it on its own. It is astounding. It is super astounding. All of this blends in together. This is why I could not discuss social engineering, because it is the social engineering. We are being manipulated and bombarded really by the whims of just a few hundred people on the planet. And unless we really get an education and figure out where our interests lie, where our passion lies, and get actively engaged in that, we're just going to get run over. I mean, this business in Missouri is a huge issue, folks. It's 300 meters away, or was that meters? 300 feet away. I mean, when I saw this article in May, there was this article written in May when I first saw it. This thing was 500 meters away, and now it's 300. It's actually burning at a rate that's faster than what they anticipated. So what does that mean? That means that they know it's coming. The Attorney General is now saying we need to plan and make an emergency plan. It's 300 meters away. They know it's going to happen. How long will it take 300 meters? Well, let's see, it took 200 meters, because when I first read about this was in May. It was 500 meters. So now we're what, in October? One, two, May, June, July, August, September, October, 5 months. And it's burned 200 meters. So we've got 300 meters to go. So maybe by, oh my God, wouldn't that be the irony of all ironies if this thing were to blow up around March 11th, 2016? But that seems to be what the trajectory is. It's completely astounding. Phone number again is 718-717-8296. Today is call-in Friday. Please feel free to call in. I'm going to keep reading from the Hill because these people just blow me away that they completely ignore Fukushima, ignore what's going on in Hanford, where the water is now tainting the water supply of Seattle and Portland. We have 6 million Americans drinking uranium-tainted water, not just one times, two times, three times, 89 times the contamination level. I don't even want to talk about what's going on in Japan. We have enough that's happening here in our own country. It's completely astounding. Maybe what I ought to do is give out some phone numbers. On my desk, I keep a little file called government phone numbers, and I printed out the entire United States government. It's the United States Senate. It's a one-page sheet. You can go to the website www.senate.gov, and then you can actually print this out from there. You can get a one-page PDF. Now, the House of Representatives, it always changes because whoever's running the House, I guess they get to decide how the format is. Several pages, you know, we have several hundred of them. I call these people all the time. And then I went to FAIR, Fair and Accuracy in Reporting. So it's a website called Fair and Accuracy Reporting. And www.fair.org, F-A-I-R.org. And you can print out the entire phone listing of every single major media station in our country. I personally call all the time. I often call MSNBC because I watch them to see what the quote liberal news station, we know what Fox is going to say. So I like to see what the so-called liberals are talking about. And I have something that I call the, I call Rachel Maddow's show all the time. And I just say, hey, this is, you know, Lonnie Clark, and I'm calling with the Tokyo Rose Alert. Because in my view, this is how easy it is to become a Tokyo Rose. You know, many of you, I don't, probably everyone listening to this radio station knows what a Tokyo Rose is. Tokyo Rose was a woman who spoke and basically attempted to demoralize our soldiers during World War II and was kind of a propaganda voice for the Japanese. And basically promoted all the Japanese propaganda during World War II. That was Tokyo Rose. And that is exactly what Rachel Maddow has become, frankly. In fact, every single newscaster on television is really a Tokyo Rose. But sometimes it is just off the chart. Sometimes they just like project on us like just way too many lies. What they call news reporting is astounding. It's actually not news reporting. It's propaganda. It's pushing their propaganda on us. And I honestly get very angry. And sometimes one time I saw Rachel Maddow talking about how good it was that Barack Obama hugged and embraced George W. Bush. Because really, we need to put differences aside. Let's bygones be bygones. Really, George Bush is one of the biggest traitors we've ever had in this country's history. George Bush and Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, all that entire administration needs to be sitting in jail 100%. I know people get mad at Barack Obama, and frankly, he probably has to go along with them because all he did was rubber stamp their fascism. And I've heard people say, well, you don't know, maybe his life was threatened. Well, you know what? Then he needs to be willing to take a bullet like JFK did for our country. I mean, part of the reason we're still talking about JFK is because he did take a bullet. I've often thought about what would have happened if he wouldn't have been killed. He probably would not have been considered one of the most popular presidents in our country. The time now is 8:44. I'm going to give you the phone number once more. 718-717-8296. I'd love to hear from you. We can call in and talk about anything regarding anything, actually, because as we know, this show's called The Age of Fission, and I report on the lies of the nuclear industry. But frankly, everything sort of all blends into it. Nuclear is at the very premise of, frankly, our entire energy program. They have been lying to us for over 70 years. They have known for a very long time that there is no safe level of radiation, and they're still trying to shove it down our throats. I would suggest that everybody go to www.nrc.gov. Get familiar with that website. Do some cruising around. Take a look at what they're telling us, because the information is out there completely on their website, and we can actually, make an impact, because as Donna Gilmore, who will be my guest in 2 more weeks, indicated to me that we basically, they tell us everything. It's right there on their webpage. They do full disclosure. We just don't pay attention. I mean, yes, they understate the harm of nuclear disasters by 90%. That's the 90% rule. They understate the negative effects of radiation by 90%. So whatever it is they're telling us, we can increase it. Just consider it's only 10% of the problem, because that's exactly what it's about. So when you go to the NRC website, go to Documents for Comments. And then you can see a drop-down menu. It's a drop-down menu. And actually, there are rulemaking documents related, license applications and amendments, which is another thing that we really do need to pay attention to. So applications and amendments to facilities operating license and combined licensing involving no significant hazards and considerations. Really? I think so. I don't have enough time to open it back up, but the Tennessee Valley Authority, they are actually looking for a new licensing approval. Perry Nuclear Power Plant consideration approval of transfer of license and conforming amendment. Next week on Monday, I think I'm going to open this up. The hard part on Monday is that there's so many nuclear alerts. There's so much that goes on week after week. It takes almost the entire hour. It's stunning. So I encourage you all to go to the NRC website. But they have an area called generic communications, review and submission of updates. So we get to comment on these things in this area. Open for general public comment. It really does matter. They do, I mean, they don't just summarily ignore us. This is, in fact, the way to close these people down, is to pressure them to do what they say they need to do. Basically, a lot of what's on the books gets completely ignored. They just basically do whatever it is they say they have to do. I mean, when they closed down San Onofre, the San Onofre people basically said, "Look, we now that you've closed it down, they announced that they have nuclear waste that they can't move for 70 years. 70 years, folks. There's nuclear waste that has to sit on the edge of the coast of California." And hope to God that we don't have an earthquake, which most of us know is probably not going to be the reality. It's an astounding fact. We have about 10 more minutes left. I'm going to give out the phone number one more time. 718-717-8296. Let me get back to this nuclear, the NRC website, because this website is something that will give us information that will help us to understand. Most of us have not even addressed the nuclear issue because, like millions of Americans, we have been trained to think that we're just too uneducated and it's too complicated and there's just nothing we can do about it. But that is completely not the truth. There's a lot that we can do about it, and we can get actively engaged. We can go to these meetings. They have meetings around the country. We can write them and pressure them to do their job. And if that means closing down every single nuclear power plant, that's what it means. And that is actually what it means. The book that I'm reading, Poison Power, the subtitle is The Case Against Nuclear Reactors, Nuclear Power Reactors. John Goffman unequivocally stated that nuclear electricity generation was a threat to our country, unfounded science, and harmful to the environment. And the whole book is about sort of outlining how they found that out. So I encourage people to actually take some action and get away from the television and start reading some books, because it's the education that's going to change us, folks. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to really help us. I know a lot of people dog academics. They're like, "Oh, academia is dead." Well, The way we've got our education system, maybe that is, but that does not mean, we need to be dead on academics ourselves. I personally know about the education system. I'm a student. I took the term off, but I understand how outrageous it is, to be honest. I'm personally on probation at the junior college. I'm just about to graduate, but I lost my temper one day, and so I'm now on probation at school. I'm almost done with it, though. Wow, we have a call. Hold on, just one second. Good morning. You're on the Age of Fission radio show with Lonnie Clark.
Hey, Lonnie, this is Vince. How are you?
Hey, Vince. I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in.
Great.
We got a few minutes
You
left.
bet. Hey, I was really interested when you were talking about your motto and also that technique and stuff you was talking about. What was that motto you said again about being happy?
Happiness is resistance. I there's two mottos in life that kind of rule my life. Love is greater than fear, and happiness is resistance. Because the
Happiness
oligarchs,
is resistance.
because they want us to be unhappy. That's their whole thing. I mean, how many people have insomnia and take these insomnia drugs, all these mood swing drugs? And really, it's about learning for us learning how to cope and manage life and appreciate the joy of living. I'm a child abuse survivor, and frankly, out of all of my eight siblings, I would say half of them really live their life in massive anxiety, and it destroys people's capacity to really be productive in life. And I find it to be very important. And the technique that I was talking about was emotional freedom technique, and you can go to YouTube's. It's kind of ironic. I paid a practitioner $250 to help me learn how to do this, and then I wanted more. I went to two sessions, and then I wanted more, but I couldn't keep dumping $125 a session every week. I really wanted to learn about it, so out of desperation, I went to YouTube's. This was like in 2010. Turns out there's tons of really great teachers on the YouTube's for free, so it's I know. Well, you know what? Sometimes that's what matters. I mean, I did get some personal training, but there's some really I like to watch. I followed Brad Yates and David Childerley on the YouTubes. Their EFT, that's what we call it, EFT, emotional freedom technique. It's also called tapping. And it's basically you tap on specific points in a specific pattern on your head, your eyebrow. I mean, I can tell you about it. It's like you tap, basically you karate chop the side of your hand. You tap on the start of your eyebrows, on the corner of your eye, on your cheek, underneath your nose, on that crease beneath your chin, on your clavicle area, underneath your
Yeah,
eye.
I know some about that. I mean, I say I know some, but I'm familiar with it and apply pressure techniques quite
Have
often
you
for
ever done
myself.
it? Have you ever done any tapping? It's
But
actually.
not tapping, that's a new part. Yeah, but like using pressure points and
Well,
stuff.
this is
And
really amazing because what you do is you focus on the thing that's causing you to be unhappy or the imbalance. Like I've used it for physical reasons, and I use it for like emotional. Like if I get all upset or I'm stressed out about that, David Childerley has a really great abundance video because he talks about more than money in it. It's not more than, money is just a reflection of the abundance we feel in our heart, right? So, but you can do some tapping, and I'm not kidding. It will manifest what you help you manifest in your life, and it helps you calm down. Like you basically it helps you really, it doesn't change the situation, but you're able to cope with the stress and anxiety of what's going on in the world. And I actually heard a man who says that he was kidnapped as a kid and part of the inner circle of the royals where they abuse children. It's that whole scandal that's going on in England over the whole abused children thing. And he said that he thinks it's imperative is that as adults, we learn either meditation or some type of EFT, that we practice EFT. He specifically stated EFT because EFT is a good way to just, boom, change how you feel so that you don't, we don't, the whole goal is for them to overwhelm us. That's their goal. Baffle us with
Oh
bullshit.
yeah,
They want us
you
to
know
think.
what? I probably am about the happiest person I know. I refuse to be unhappy about anything, and if I've just been able to make a good observation in life and see all these patterns in life that causes a person to, to to have those problems, the anxiety and stuff. I don't have any of that. I use the pressure points, like, for pain and stuff. But as far as, it's still very interesting, though, because that all that energy in our body, how we can learn to redirect it. And I think that would be a really good thing. I know, you know, there's a lot of people that have emotional problems. People take these pills, and even a friend that is aware of all this control and how the system works, he still goes and takes those pills and then have to justify it, right? You know,
why he would
not stand up and not let his children be vaccinated, you know, knowing what he knows. And
right, but they still take the medication, right? I need my medication. I get that. I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I actually, like, refuse to take any of that stuff. Like, there's things that you can take. There's a really good herb if you are having, like, emotional, like, let's say you're heartbroken or you just can't get over, you know, the trauma. I took this one. It's a really great one. It's called Motherwort. You can take Motherwort. There's another one called Red Sage that really interacts with me at a very deep level. It helps you process stuff down pain. So there's herbs that we can take. The EFT helps us cope. And frankly, I think that it's imperative that we learn these things because we're being bombarded by a whole series of events that really make us want to take medication all the time. Like, it's just, you know, people can't sleep at night there because we have all this electrical stuff going on. I mean, It's not that we have insomnia. We're just being radiated and bombarded by electrical energy that our brains can't sleep. It's astounding, you know. So I just refuse to participate in it. That's why my motto is happiness is resistance. Because really, I'm just not going to stay in the negative time zone. I mean, I can cuss as hard as anybody else out there. And frankly, I have a pretty big temper. When I get angry, I can be angry. You know, I'm like the Tasmanian devil when I'm angry, but it doesn't really help anybody for us to manifest that. It really, our anger and our passion is there to help us, spur us along, but I don't believe we're meant to stay there. It's like we're meant to jump off from that point and take action so that we can maintain our bliss, because watch a baby. They live in bliss. Anybody who's ever been a parent can see that children just refuse to wake up day after day and be unhappy. Children wake up every day and are happy. I mean, their circumstances, even children who are in, the only children that really don't wake up happy are ones that are sitting in orphanages for years. And that actually causes them mental retardation. So it's, humans are an interesting little species we've got going on here.
And we are. Hey, check out Aster Flowers and Valerium.
Yes.
The videos also.
Valerium's really good. And you know what I did for quite a while was flower therapy. I don't know if you understand about flower therapy, but flowers heal our souls. And you can take tinctures. You can go into most health food stores and ask them to look at their flower therapy book. And you can self-test by doing an energy test. Do you know how to do that? You know what?
But I eat flowers. I do. I eat wildflowers, little weeds, you know.
Flowers help us heal. Flowers help us heal. And you can energy test. You can put something, have somebody hold your arm out. Anybody will push your arm down. You can see how strong you are. Hold whatever it is that you want to take and hold it up to your chest. You can do this with food, anything, even music. Hold it to your chest. And if your arm is stronger, it's good for your body. Have someone push your arm down. But guess what? We've got 10 seconds left here, Vince. I really appreciate it.
Happiness is resistance.
Happiness is resistance. Put your courage behind it, guys.